Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back. I'm Kim St. Anjan for Mark. Those were protesters you just heard at UT Austin protesting in favor of Palestine, what's happening across the country at campuses, including at Washington University, where about 100 people were arrested over the weekend, including Dr. Jill Stein, the Green Party presidential candidate. And this morning we have Dr. Stein on the phone with us. So I want to welcome you into the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Tell me why you were here, because I know you're not from St. Louis. Why were you here at WashU over the weekend?
We're here. My campaign is here to assist in our petition drive here so that the people of Missouri have another choice on the ballot. Americans are craving additional choices besides the same two political parties and the two candidates that people have had quite enough of. And so we're here helping to boost our petition drive.
How did you end up at WashU's campus on Saturday?
We had just done an event at the public library just a couple blocks away. And one of the students at WashU asked us afterwards, would we come down to show support for the students? And we said, yes, of course, because the students are putting their lives on the line for really basic American values to support and to assert our rights to free speech, our rights to protest, and our dismay at the policy of the U.S. supporting this genocide and an apartheid state. And, you know, the concern, the distress at the genocide is widespread. This is the majority American opinion right now. It's also what the International Court of Justice has ruled. So the students are basically standing up for a shared value and an immediate concern about, you know, where our tax dollars are going.
What about the genocide on October 7th in Israel?
Well, it doesn't meet the definition of genocide, for one thing. Yes, of course.
The mass killing.
The war crime. Yes, the mass killing and the war crimes. I personally condemn all targeting of civilians, no matter what. But remember, October 7th didn't come out of nowhere. You know, October 7th was the product of 75 years of ethnic cleansing and, you know, similar, in fact, much greater events of violence. So if you're going to justify, you know, one event of violence by what came for it, you know, and you certainly can't do that. You can't justify the slaughter going on right now of women and children, 35,000 people, at least 15,000 children. If you try to justify that based on the horrors of October 7th, well, then you got to justify the horrors of October 7th with the even greater horror that preceded it in 75 years. So in my view, that one horror doesn't justify another. This whole thing has to end. We need some adults in the room to say this, you know, this violence is over. You know, in the words of Gandhi, if we practice this kind of retribution, you know, an eye for an eye until we're all blind, you know, we can't do this. We got to stop. We need to comply with international law. and human rights. So, you know, the U.S. should end its blank check for these horrific human rights violations and what has been deemed a presumptive genocide by the International Court of Justice. We need to stop it. The president can do that in the same way that Ronald Reagan did back in the 1980s when he simply picked up the phone and talked to, or I should say, he told the president of Israel at the time in an assertive voice with the power of the U.S., which has all the power in this situation, that this is over. The bombing stops and removes your troops from the occupied territory. At that point, it was into Lebanon, but it's the same principle. Our president has basically passed the baton as commander-in-chief. Our president has passed that baton to Bibi Netanyahu, of all people, who has no accountability to the American public. And Biden and the Congress, actually, have given Netanyahu a blank check to do what he wants, no prior clearance required. You know, the recent bombing of the Iranian embassy in Syria was an extreme act of provocation. This is one of the worst violations of international law, generally not done even in wartime. So Israel's trying to drag us into a wider war in the Middle East. The U.S. has had enough of that, and the people of America have had enough of that.
I think
that's essentially what the students are standing up for.
I think you and I could agree to disagree on that, on a lot of things you touched on, but one of them being free speech. You said that's what drew you to WashU's campus to take part in that protest. But at what point has it gone too far? At what point has it gone too far when you're saying, and I say you, but I mean the protesters you're among that you're backing up, death to Israel, and they're holding up things in support of ISIS, the terrorist group, and students, Jewish students, don't even feel safe going to class. A Jewish UCLA student this morning, I believe, was blocked from entering campus.
So let me say, you know, as a Jewish person myself, I haven't witnessed any of that, haven't seen a bit of that. Jewish students are actually leading the charge to stand up for our high ethical morals here in the U.S. So I've not seen a touch of it. We know of some examples, for example, in Northeastern University, where it was shut down and police were brought in because someone had yelled something like, kill all the Jews. Well, it later was shown on video that that was actually an instigating instigating shout coming from the counter-protesters on the Israeli side. So you have to sort out where this is coming from. And still, these are words. These are words. People should, think carefully about their words. But words are not a reason to shut down free speech. And where this becomes violent is when the riot police get brought in and they are creating the riot. These are extremely peaceful, respectful, in my experience, events where there is challenging dialogue that happens. But it's like during the civil rights movement in this country. When I grew up, there was a very difficult conversation that had to be held around the emerging civil rights movement. And that's similar now. A lot of Jews, like myself, who've been raised in the tradition of Zionism, have really good cause now to reexamine that Zionism based on its history and its practice of ethnic cleansing, essentially land seizure, and just incredible human rights abuse in an apartheid state. So having ethno-nationalist states is not a good thing. And right now, you know, we have a very serious, violation of all the human rights on the books that's being practiced by the Israeli government.
What are your thoughts of some people on Columbia University's campus overnight using a hatchet and hammer to break the windows of Hamilton Hall, where the dean's office is located, and barricading themselves inside?
I'd say that's unfortunate. However, it's really unfortunate that we are doing that on a much greater scale right now to innocent women and children, 15,000 children who've been essentially tortured and murdered, an entire population. I'm a medical doctor. In this situation where you are denying people food and water and shelter and basic sanitation, you've got 800 people to one toilet, and Israel continues to block, not only to, missile strike and bomb them, they are about to conduct an invasion of Rafah, where there are over a million people densely concentrated. You know, we are looking at lives imperiled like we've never seen before. We are on a death watch. That's my feeling as a medical doctor. Every hour that these people are surviving is nothing less than miraculous. We're looking at a death watch for 2 million people right now, and I greatly respect these students who are really putting everything on the line to stand up for just basic morality and human values here. The conduct of this war and the genocide, which is being funded by our tax dollars, is an absolute outrage.
Well, I absolutely support freedom of speech. That's something I'm very passionate about. But like I said earlier, I think you and I are just going to have to, at this point, agree to disagree. So Dr. Jill Stein, Green Party presidential candidate, I really appreciate you giving us some time this morning.
Thank you so much. Good to talk with you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care. All right. There you go. Interesting perspective there. I could not disagree more on just about every single thing that came out of her mouth. But I at least respect the fact that she came on and had that little debate with us.
The main thing I had at the beginning was she said it's not a technical definition of genocide. Yes, it is. In fact, The Atlantic has an opinion piece out right this morning that says charge Palestine with genocide too. And that, and she was, you know, she, I don't know, defending it, talking about 75 years of history. Well, I mean, she's Jewish. Let's go back in history. We know what has happened to the Jewish people. So I don't understand where she's coming from on this. I'll be honest.
I think that's the only way people like her are trying to defend it and getting past what happened in Israel back on October 7th is they're trying to get it off with a technicality by saying, well, it wasn't a genocide. It doesn't meet that qualification, which you've now just clarified. Yes, it absolutely does. Or they're trying to say, oh, no, that claim of them burning babies alive. And I'm sorry to be graphic, but let me just be graphic to emphasize this point of what happened. Do not ever justify that. Get out of here with this occupation. So many of these people are not educated on what's gone on over all of these years with Hamas and Palestine and this whole two-state solution that they have been offered multiple times, and they were the ones who shot it down time and again.
The history of Israel and Palestine is extremely complicated. People are trying to make it simple. It's not simple. It's very complicated. And I think, you know, as these students are saying, I wish I was more educated. Well, get educated, you know, before you're running your mouth and using hammers. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's just frustrating.
Let's have people out there protesting death to women, and let's see how people like Jill Stein feel about that. If women would feel safe, or they might have a problem with that free speech and want somebody to actually take action. I mean, come on. It's hard to listen to somebody with those views who, in my opinion, they're just so delusional. With all due respect, that's the only word I can use to describe it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.